Weekend Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
My name's Angie Scholes, and in our business lead this evening, I'm joined by Naftal Akwenda. He's the relationship manager for F&B Namibia Commercial. Welcome, Naftal.
Thank you.
So what motivated F&B Namibia to participate in the Namibia Oil and Gas Conference, and what outcomes are you hoping to achieve?
Thank you. So F&B Namibia is deeply committed to Namibia, or the country's energy future, and broadly speaking to the development of the oil and gas sector. So this is why this year we have returned as a key sponsor at this year's Oil and Gas Conference. And our participation in the Namibia Oil and Gas Conference is really driven by our desire to engage in meaningful dialogue with key stakeholders, industry leaders and policymakers, as well as our clients and future clients. So this will ensure that we're really well positioned to provide relevant and impactful advice and financial solutions to our clients. And through this engagement, we aim to really strengthen relationships and gain further insights into the emerging trends in the oil and gas sector and the energy sector, and to contribute to shaping Namibia's sustainable energy future.
Yes, yes. Naftal, what role does F&B play in supporting Namibia's energy economy?
So as the country's largest financial institution, we have a key role in really ensuring Namibia's energy future. So F&B offers a broad range of financial solutions, or a broad suite of financial solutions, from transacting, investing, lending, as well as insurance. And through this, we provide tailored financial solutions to our clients. And as a result, we need to be proactive and really understand industries in which we engage. And as a result, we need to understand the unique challenges and opportunities within the sector and what they are. And we're committing to enabling growth by providing the necessary financial solutions and as tools for our clients' success. So we aim to be a trusted partner in the journey towards enabling Namibia's energy future.
Naftal, what tailored financial products or solutions is F&B currently offering to support players in this industry?
Thank you for that. So F&B offers a range of tailored financial products and solutions specifically designed to support players in the oil and gas and energy space. So these include, and I'll only touch on four for now, what we call purchase order financing, which enables businesses to fulfill large or small orders within the industry by the bank providing upfront capital or finance to these players or clients. And then secondly, we have invoice discounting, which is a tool or solution that aims to improve clients' cash flows by unlocking funds that might be tied up in their receivables. And then next is contract financing, which is also an interesting one, where we support companies who are awarded contracts or longer term contracts, and we are able to support clients with funding by structuring funding solutions aligned with the client's working capital needs, and we're able to unlock funding for the clients through that. And then next we have debtors financing, which is a tailored solution as well to help businesses leverage on their debtors book for access to liquidity.
So infrastructure is a critical component of oil and gas development. How is F&B supporting infrastructure and project financing within the sector?
Thank you for that. For F&B Commercial, we recognize that infrastructure is really a cornerstone or a key pillar for oil and gas and energy development. So the bank is really committed to funding the key infrastructure projects, particularly in the property space and across the transport networks. So the bank provides financing solutions to contractors and developers who are awarded major or minor contracts within the space, and were able to unlock through some of the solutions I just mentioned, funding for these key players within the industry.
Are there specific financing models or partnerships that F&B is leveraging to support large-scale energy infrastructure projects?
Through our affiliation with the within the First Rand Group, we're able to leverage off the expertise and resources from our colleagues in RMB, which is Rand Merchant Bank. And RMB really specializes in large-scale infrastructure financing, and they bring in the sector knowledge. And through this support, this allows the First Rand Group as a whole to support the complex energy infrastructure projects with tailored solutions that meet both local and international needs.
What does F&B's approach to sustainable investment look like in the context of Namibia's energy transition?
So sustainability, as we know, is core to Namibia, core to Africa and core to the world. And so sustainability remains also core to part of our lending and the solutions that we provide. So really every lending or financing solution that we provide really undergoes screening to ensure that we cover all environmental, social, considerations before we extend financial solutions. And through this, we make sure we work with our clients to address some of these environmental and social concerns. But also additionally, we recognize the interconnectedness of sectors such as tourism and agriculture within the oil and gas space and the energy space. And we actively support these industries through various initiatives to maintain a balanced and inclusive approach to driving Namibia's economy.
Yes. How is F&B empowering local content, SMEs, and the Namibian talent to participate meaningfully in the sector?
Thank you for that. I'll touch on two, being the F&B Retail's objectives and what F&B Retail does to empower the youth and SMEs. And then I'll also touch on F&B Commercial. So on the F&B Retail side, we've developed some fantastic products for employees in the sector. For example, our young professional offerings, which enables tailor-made personal financing and money management solutions to empower talented young Namibians to reach their financing goals. And then on the F&B Commercial side, we recognize the importance of supporting the youth and SMEs. And through that, we've made significant investments in empowering Namibian youth and youth-led SMEs through initiatives such as supporting the youth in oil and gas, as well as the Namibian Youth Energy Forum. And this reflects really our commitment to nurturing local talent. We also have a dedicated SME team, which is focused on supporting growth of businesses within the sector. And then I think it's also key to mention through our existing partnerships with organizations such as NABAN and Basecamp, we've really been successful in training over more than 1,000 SMEs and supporting them with the business skills and knowledge needed to thrive in the sectors and beyond.
Yeah. Naftal, what can delegates and other attendees expect from F&B's presence at the conference?
I think one of the exciting parts of the conference is delegates can expect an engaging and impactful presence from F&B and RMB and at the conference. And we look forward to a few intense days of networking, knowledge sharing and learning. And our team is actively participating in discussions, showcasing our financial solutions and exploring opportunities for collaboration. Attendees can also expect thorough thought leadership, strategic insights and genuine commitment to supporting Namibia's energy future.
Naftal, I don't want to keep you. Just a last question. What has impressed you about this industry thus far?
I think for me, there's been a lot of learning. The learning never ends. Through our commitment at First Rand Group, I think we've been proactive in really trying to understand the entire energy ecosystem, being from F&B Retail, F&B Commercial and RMB. And we've been on a daily and a constant learning journey. And that's been exciting throughout.
Naftal, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much, Angie. It was a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you, Naftal.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.